1956 or 7, Gretsch with a round bag.
The great Charlie Watts, Rolling Stones, on his birthday. And we hear his solo drumming on this day in history, June the 2nd. And welcome. Good to have you all with us here. On this day, June the 2nd, many things did happen. And this was the midst of a trial in 1854, 150 years ago. A fugitive slave named Anthony Burns, on this day, was returned to the South from Boston. It cost the federal government then $100,000 to return Burns, who was sold, who was given back to his to the person who owned him. But let's talk about Anthony Burns, because this was a huge case. Anthony Burns was born as a slave in the May 31st, 1834. He became a Baptist while in custody as a slave, and then fled by boat to Boston, Massachusetts, and became a free man. And that during that time, of course, the Fugitive Slave Act was in force. And on May 24th, while walking down the street, he had two jobs in Boston, well-known. People liked him. He was part of the community. He was walking down the street on Court Street. He was arrested and held because of the power of the slavers in Boston. And Boston then, but this what happened then, when this happened, when he was arrested, it led to one of the biggest events pre-Civil War. And there were many of them, by the way, in the 1850s that did occur. But on this particular event, his trial, the trial to return him to the South, the abolitionists came out in force from all over the country to stand with him. Not that they stand with him, but on May 26th, when he went to court, the people like Thomas Wentworth and William Lloyd Garrison and others and thousands of others gathered around the courthouse, stormed the courthouse, went in, a U.S. Marshal was stabbed to death in the melee, that led to a conspiracy trial later, which also was huge headlines. They were released, the people who did that. But what happened was anti-slavery activists from all over America converged onto Boston. But Burns was, because the Fugitive Slave Act was very clear, and the president at that time, Franklin Pierce, said, we're going to make this a test case. This man's going back to slavery. And he was led in chains from the courthouse to a ship in the Boston Harbor, put on that ship, and sent back down south, and they had to call out the United States Army and Marines to line the streets because of the protesters trying to free Burns. And they tried to buy him back, but his owner, quote-unquote, would not sell him. But finally he was freed by the Bostonians after he was sold to another man and sent to North Carolina, and they bought his freedom and brought him back to Boston, where he ended up going to Oberlin College and getting a degree, and then moving to Upper Canada when he just left America, was sick of America, and left the United States and went to Canada, where he passed away very young from tuberculosis, but was a ministering leader in Canada of the free movement there. But Anthony Burns, on this day, was sent back as a slave to the South, eventually freed. One of the biggest stories in that period of time. There were many stories like that during the course of the 1850s. Some of them right here in Maryland and Pennsylvania, which we'll talk about another day. And on this day, June the 2nd, let's go through this day in history before we meet Ta-Nehisi Coates. This was the day that Bridget Bishop in 1692 became the first woman hung as a witch in the Salem witch trials. This is the day in 1763, there was the Pontiac Rebellion, and I'm not talking about the automobile. This is when the Chippewa Indians took over a garrison and started a war to save their lands, tricking the Americans and the British, watching them play a game of lacrosse, and then went into the fort chasing a ball and took over the fort. On this day, what you're listening to right now, on this day, this radio, in 1896, Guglielmo Marconi made the patent for the radio that you're listening to right now in the year 1896. And it was only 90 years ago today, in 1924, that Native American people in this country were granted citizenship to the United States of America. That happened 90 years ago today on this day. And on this day in 1967, the Mothers for Adequate Welfare had a sit-in demonstration in Roxbury, Massachusetts, in Boston. And they were violently attacked by the police, and literally they were. They sat in, locked the doors. The head of the welfare office wouldn't talk to them. People gathered around supporting them. The police smashed through windows and smashed into the building, beating these women, pulling them out. It led to the Roxbury Rebellion of 1967. On this day in 1997, in Denver, Timothy McVeigh is convicted on 15 counts of murder and conspiracy for the 1995 bombing of the Alfred Murrah Building that killed all those children in Oklahoma City. And he was executed 4 years later. And we remember when that did happen, everybody was saying, no, it wasn't some crazy white guy, racist right-winger. No, it was Muslims who did it. Well, it wasn't. And on this day, it was born the man who created modern pornography, Marquis de Sade, born on this day in 1740. And most young men read de Sade's work, and we'll have a show of that one day, maybe, because he was a key figure in what men's misogynistic consciousness came from, but on the other hand, also kind of freedom and sexuality. So he was born on this day in 1740. And let's leave it there. No, let's not leave it there. One last thing. On this day, Lou Gehrig died in 1941, the great American baseball player. We call it Lou Gehrig's disease now, and was a very brave man in his battle against that disease, and passed away on this day. And for more of our day in history, go to steinershow.org. It's all right there. And you'll be hearing the music that made this day in history as well during the course of the conversation. And we're going to break right now with Bo Diddley, as performed in 1955. He died on this day in 2008. Bo Diddley.